Now, you defeated Regan Buckley, unanimous decision, and this follows on from some decent performances from you. It looks as if your career really is going from strength to strength.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I had three very tough fights, you know, in the championships. I fought the Irish senior intermediate champion, who won it just the week before the elites took place, and I beat in the semi-final Adam Hessian, who was last year's elite champion. And then the final, I obviously beat Regan Buckley, who was also last year's 49-kilo elite champion. So I had three tough fights against three top lads, you know. It was a very good day. Great day, nick the championship now.
Now, I note that your coach is Eric Donovan, who, of course, well, it's a busy weekend for him. Last night, he secured his 11th win in the professional ranks. The Kildare featherweight scene off the Nicaraguan Jose Aguilar in Glasgow. But on Friday night, he was keeping an eye on how you were getting on, and you've moved under his coaching, and certainly it seems to have paid dividends.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I teamed up with Eric about 2 or 3 months ago. We were just doing bits of training, you know, and then we just got talking. Just he came under, came my head coach, really, and just the experience Eric has, the experience he's given me and everything he's been telling me about senior boxing is incredible, like, and he's a great help, absolutely great man, and a great boxer himself.
And I know you have, along with your dad, you've had contact with him over the last few years with training camps in Tyrone.
Yeah, that's right. Well, up my club, Two Castles, now, he came up himself and I took group sessions, you know, for he's been over for the weekends and a weekend here and a weekend there, and it's been always been in touch with Eric, you know, over the last couple of years now.
So tell us a little bit about your career to date. Of course, you have already secured bronze at European youth level. So this is another step, and there could be possibly Olympic qualifiers next year.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're in the Olympic cycle now, and obviously the Olympics coming right next year. And it's great to get this title in, especially so close to the Olympics. It'll definitely put my name up there now. Hopefully, just have to wait now for the selection process, and we'll see. We'll just take it one step at a time, but we'll not get too far ahead of ourselves, you know.
Yeah. Now you won bronze as well at the World Youth Championships in 2018. So looking forward to the next couple of months, what's the time frame? How intense will things be over the Christmas period?
That's right. We'll have a week or so now off, and take it, we'll just keep busy, we'll make sure we're still in the gym ready for anything come up, keep active, you know, we'll not ease off the gas too much, but we'll just keep ready and we'll be ready for anything that comes, you know.
And you're from the Newton Stewart area. Tell us a little bit about the Two Castles Boxing Club. I believe it really only got established as a result of the Olympics back, I think it was 2012,
yeah, that's right. Well, after Olympics, the club sort of really started up, and we've been going strong, strength to strength every year. We're really flying now, you know. It's a great club, you know, some great boxers coming up through, and we're just going from strength to strength, and some great coaches and great people involved within the club, you know. It's fantastic, really.
Now, you beat Regan Buckley on Friday night in the National Elite Championships at flyweight, 5-0, the unanimous decision, so you must be pretty pleased it went according to plan, I take it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was a very tough fight now. It may have won 5-0, but it was a real, real tough fight, you know, a real crowd pleaser, some. But Regan's a real tough lad, and he's a real experienced lad too. He's also a European Games bronze medalist, and I knew going in there he'd be a real tough lad. He was also a ex-professional fighter, I believe, and he had 2 pro fights. He won both, and he came back to the amateur game to try his luck again. But I mean, tough lad. It was a real tough fight, but just glad it came out the right end of it. Now performed really well, done everything according to plan.
Great.
The one, I was happy to let it with that now.
Well, many thanks for joining us this afternoon, Jude. We wish you every success, and we'll be keeping a close eye on how things go next year, and hopefully it'll all go well in that quest for Olympic qualification.